Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, the Professor Christian. Hi, Nate. Nate rhymes with Pate.
It does rhyme with Pate. Nate rhymes with a lot of things, I'll tell you that. Actually, you know, you can actually say urinate, and it has my name in it.
I'm not going to do that.
You can say that I'm a Nate. You could say urinate.
I do sometimes when I just write out Nate, I write the letter N and then a letter 8, number 8. Yep. I'm confusing letters and numbers today, everybody, just for the record.
The letter 8, the number C, that's what Mike's bringing to the table today. The mock drafts, I was picking at the 108, so it works.
Ooh, love it. Love it. Well, we got to try to get you to the 112, Nate.
The 112?
Yeah, instead of the 108. Because that's where you want to be. You want to be a champion, and when you're drafting, you need to know who to avoid, like the Noid. You remember the Noid?
Only because of you.
You're welcome for that, everybody. Perhaps it was the Noid that should have avoided me. But let's talk about rookies that are overhyped, guys that you don't want anything to do with, or you just don't want to touch them at their value. We're going to tell you who, the where to avoid them, and most importantly, the why. These are guys that are typically going to be in the first two rounds of the draft using our Dynasty Rewind ADP. And again, if you'd like to contribute to said ADP, Patreon.com/Dynasty Rewind, a week free on me, on the CEO. Oh, wow. But then after that, it's going to charge your card. So I highly recommend the gold tier.
Absolutely. Just dropped like some awesome rookie ADP. That was sick.
Yes. Great rookie ADP. And, you know, Bob did put a note on here. Is someone in the third round really someone that's a must avoid? I could think of two guys that were getting drafted in the third round last year, Kayshon Boutte and Zach Evans. We're a lot of times getting drafted in the third round there. So we could certainly make the case. And my God, Zach Evans is worse than I thought he was, because the Rams had all sorts of running back problems last year. And he still, when he got a shot, he still sucked. He didn't get much of a shot. But that's that. Nate, let's get into it. Who is your number one avoid? You are going to have some people coming at you with pitchforks.
Okay, well, let me be transparent first, and this is actually, I'm going to tell you why the you should join the Patreon, because it's so awesome, because we got incredible ADP. And Mike, how we do this show is we have a little show sheet that Bob puts together, and then we all take a look at it. And
it's 27 pages. It's not little.
It's not little. And then you and me spend the weekend and Monday night and putting it together and putting in all of our notes and stuff. And you got to it this week before me on this segment. And you picked the three players from our DR ADP that I would say are kind of overvalued right now. And I was looking through the rest of the Dynasty Rewind ADP, and I can't find anyone that I don't like the value of, because our Patreon is just drafting so well right now. And they know what's up. They got everyone in the correct order, basically. So I had to go outsource some ADP so I could find some overvalued players. And what I learned looking at outside ADP is, woo! There are some people out there that are overvaluing some players, Mike. And one that they're overvaluing right now is Blake Corum. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm using our ADP so I can show you where this the correct value is. So right now on Keep Trade Cut, Blake Corum is the RB2 in the rookie rankings. He's coming off the board of the 205. Wow. Over, I know, right? We've been in our little bubble for so long, we forgot about, hey, the outside, what are they doing? Well, they're drafting Blake Corum at the 205. In the Dynasty Rewind, we are drafting him at the 212 as the RB6 off the board. I like that value. I think that's good value with where Blake's, you know, athleticism is. You know, he looked pretty well at the combine. We have the worries, though, with how badly the missed tackles force went down and the yards after contact per attempt went down this year compared to the year before that. And he's a little bit of an older prospect. I don't think he creates a ton of yards, but he has really good vision. So, and he's a little undersized, Mike. And when I say little, I mean really oversized. His 5'7 3/4" height is 5th percentile for running backs. So that's not good. And yes, he ran a 4.53, but with his height and that speed, his player comparisons, Dylan Laub, Max Borgie, Miles Gaskin, Tyler Batty, and Mike Weber. Yeah, that doesn't sound great, does it, Mike?
I remember Mike Weber.
Now, I think Blake Corum is better than all of his guys because he's got a lot better vision. He really knows how to win at the line of scrimmage with his eyes. But that's why he's the RB6, not the RB2. He doesn't have the upside that these other guys like Trey Benson, Jalen Wright, even like guys like Marshawn Lloyd, I think, have. So for me, you know, at the 212, RB6, I'm good with that. I'm good with that with Blake Corum. But if you're looking at the 205, I'd rather a guy like Trey Benson or Jalen Wright, who's right now in our ADP are the 206 and the 207. On Keep Trade Cut, those guys are the 312. Jalen Wright's the 312. He's a little bit higher up in DLF ADP, so I'm just going to blame the community for not knowing who Jalen Wright is for some reason. And then Trey Benson, he's the 207 on Keep Trade Cut. He's the 207 in the Dynasty Rewind ADP. I'll take Trey Benson over Blake Corum.
Yeah, I would as well. Marshawn Lloyd coming in a little thick at the combine too. I think he was
20, like, baby. And probably like 25 reps on the bench press, something like that. Man, I love it.
I think he made himself some money at the combine.
I think he put himself in the day two draft capital. I think he's going to be a third rounder. And if he gets that day two draft capital, Mike, and a decent landing spot, I'm going to have Marshawn Lloyd everywhere.
He's going to move up. He's definitely going to move up boards.
Yeah, for sure. He can do it all. He can do it all.
Nate, I hate to break your heart here, but I'm avoiding Bo Nix.
I get it right now.
Solely because his Dynasty Rewind ADP is the 112. He's quarterback 5. I know it's still early in the process, but right now I just see him being possibly a late day 2 pick. There's other guys, and you know, we see every year, you know, why I don't understand why this guy fell to the 4th round. Well, because we're not scouting offensive linemen and D linemen and cornerbacks and linebackers, and those guys get drafted too, and that messes up what we feel should be draft spots for some of our favorite prospects. And you know, if his landing spot is not desirable, I don't know, it could get from not good to even more not good for Bo Nix. English, I should try it sometime. I'd rather have JJ McCarthy at the 110, to be honest with you. And the more this process goes on, the more I am liking JJ McCarthy. He's growing on me more and more. I don't understand the hate, because he's a Michigan quarterback. I saw somebody on Twitter. They must not know a lot about X, whatever you want to call it. They must not know a lot about football. They were like, name one good quarterback that came out of Michigan. And I was like, I'll let everybody else have fun with that one.
Yeah.
He did everything that was asked of him. He's got a good arm. Doesn't hesitate, or he doesn't, you know, doesn't shrink in the pocket. I love that. And I think you can move up those two spots from the 112 to the 110 pretty easily. I would start by saying, hey, I want to get up here. Can I do it? We'll swap picks. I'll throw a third on top of it. Yeah, it might be enough to get it done. If it's not the 312, you might need a little more on top of it then. If I could move the 112 and the 212 for the 110 and get a fourth back on top of it, I would do it.
310. Get the 310 back.
Yeah, if they would do it. Then again, no one ever has that draft board straight up and down.
Yeah.
I always love, like, every year you see leagues where everybody's draft picks are all over the place, and then there's two teams where they have five picks and it's just straight in a row.
Like the only team, like everyone else is all over the board, but like it's just the one guy that didn't trade any of his picks, and it's just
And he's like, nope, not trading anything. That's not how we build around here. It's like, all right, buddy, you do you. Nate, who is your next avoid?
All right, my next avoid, Roman Wilson, wide receiver out of Michigan. I know he was a big Senior Bowl winner, but Mike, after you know, I dug into the tape, just doesn't really do it for me at the level that some people are taking him.
I agree 100%, Nate.
And I think, once again, our community is kind of on the right page. So right now on Keep Trade Cut, Roman Wilson is the wide receiver 11 for rookies, and he's coming off the board of the 210, so he's a late second. Over the Dynasty Rewind, Mike, he's the 305. He's a mid-third, coming off the board as the wide receiver 14. So we're just a little bit lower in Roman Wilson. It's not like a huge amount. Once again, it's not that these players are bad. It's just I think their values are a little inflated, and that's why you got to let your, you know, let your league mates draft these guys late second, because you can pick up other players in the late second, and then it'll be good. Don't worry about it. So Roman Wilson, he's fast. He's definitely fast. He's got the 4.39 speed. We know that, but he doesn't really do much after the catch, Mike. His career yards after the catch per reception, or yak wreck, as you like to call it.
Yak wreck.
4.6. All right. And I don't know if you remember, but when I was talking to you about thresholds the other day, you got to at least have a 5 minimum.
Gotta
have a 5 minimum. So Roman Wilson came and hit that 5 threshold. I think that means I think Roman Wilson's going to be put into a role where he's a downfield threat and not someone who's going to get peppered with targets and given opportunities to make something happen. I think he's a field stretcher, and I think he's going to be pretty decent at that, but I think that's kind of what he's going to be at the next level. I don't think he offers him much more than that. I think he's got safe hands, but if he can't do a lot after the catch, then is the NFL going to pick him over other players that have similar draft capital, similar investment, and can do more? You know, I don't think there's a lot there for Roman Wilson. So I like him better in the mid third. At the late second, give me Jalen Polk, Mike. We just talked about him. Give me Malachi Corley. We just talked about both these guys versus each other. How we like both of them. We both prefer one or the other. But over at the Dynasty Rewind, we got Jalen Polk at the 211. We got Malachi Corley at the 301. Jalen Polk's the wide receiver 10. Malachi Corley's the wide receiver 11. Look, I'll take those guys over Roman Wilson all day.
Yeah, I like that too. The 305, I kind of like him there, like you said. But, you know, not where he's going elsewhere. Completely agree with that. I'm kind of out on him when it's too high. So I would look elsewhere.
We're excited to announce that we have partnered with Mint Mobile. Have you ever thought, why in the world is my wireless bill so darn high? What are you paying all that money for? Speed, coverage, data, access to 5G, unlimited talk and text, mobile hotspots? Great news. Mint Mobile offers all of these features for as low as $15 a month. They're built on the nation's largest 5G network, and they keep costs low because they sell direct to you online, cutting out the retail stores and salespeople. Why should you pay more than you have to for access to the same network? Go to https://trymintmobile.com/dynastyrewind, also linked in the description, to get premium wireless for $15 a month. Guys, $15. How hard is it to switch your service? Big Wireless wants you to think that it's hard, but switching to Mint is super easy thanks to digital eSIM cards, which most phones now have. You can sign up and activate immediately right on your phone from the comfort of your home. If your phone doesn't have an eSIM, Mint will ship you a new SIM card for free. Big Wireless also wants you to think that they're the only option, but don't be duped. And now through January 1st, you'll receive an additional 3 months free. Buy three, get three. If you purchase a 3-month plan using our link, https://trymintmobile.com/dynastyrewind. Again, link in the description. The offer is available on all plans, including unlimited.
All right, so let's get to the next one. And Nate, I'm doing it to you again.
Doubling up, man. Doubling up on me.
Call me a hater. That's fine. Hater. I had a nice tall glass of Haterade before I got on the pods tonight. It was orange, by the way, in case anyone's wondering of the flavor. But I'm hating on Lad
Red
again. No, it was not red. I actually prefer the orange Gatorade. It's good.
I like the purple. I mean, grape.
Well, you're a Ravens fan, so that tracks. But Ladd McConkey is going off to 204. He's the wide receiver 8. And look, I like him. I'm worried about this rapid ascension after the season without having the stats to really back it up. Production does matter. If I'm paying this price, I would prefer to have somebody with a better track record of production, like Adonai Mitchell. Not much more, but
I was about to say, I mean, not too much more. Talking about the Georgia wide receiver production issue right there.
Exactly. And I think I could get, I forgot to write down his ADP. Good job, Mike. Good job.
Oh, Adonai, I'll give you the ADP. You just talk about it for a second.
I can't believe I did that. That's stupid. It is the 202. So it's slightly more. Sorry, I just had to flip it over to my next tab of the 14,000 tabs I have open on Podnight. But I think I could get there by just adding maybe a third, because, you know, we're in the second round there. Start with the third. I would love to do it. I don't think a fourth is going to help you move up two picks in this range. Probably going to have to at least be a third for sure.
Oh, Mike, I can't believe you're not on the Ladd train. Look, you know, we're all about yards per route run these days. Come on, that's the Puka Nacua trick. And Ladd McConkey's got 3.26 yards per route run this year. I mean, come on.
I'm just looking at
top. When he's on the field, he's really good, man.
I just want to see if I'm doo-dooing on Ladd McConkey in the third pod, too. It looks like you're safe for one pod, Mr. McConkey. Nate, let's move on. We got a couple more before we head on out of here. Who's your next one?
All right, my next one is Ricky Pearsall. All right, someone who's been very popular on social media. Everyone's loving. You go and you watch the catch that he made against Charlotte, where he's, you know, catching it with the front hand for some reason and bracing through two players, hitting him in the middle of the field, and he still makes the catch. It's ridiculous. It's like the best catch I've seen. But despite making an incredible catch, you know, I'm not getting all the Pearsall hype either.
Same.
I kind of have him in a similar boat to Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't think they're the same player. I think Pearsall is definitely, you know, really good with his hands. He's going to be used a lot closer to the line of scrimmage in the intermediate area. I think he's a pretty good route runner. But he was the second best wide receiver on his team this year, Mike. He was, according to PFF with their grades, he was behind Eugene Wilson, who's actually a really good true freshman, but a true freshman nonetheless. So if you're telling me that Ricky Pearsall is a second rounder, because, sorry, I forgot to mention this, DLF has him, Keep Trade Cut had him way too low. I couldn't take that into account. DLF had him at 211, being the wide receiver 13. And we have him at the Dynasty Rewind at the 308, Mike. Wide receiver 16 off the board. And, you know, you talked about production issues with McConkey. They apply here with Pearsall too. You know, in his first 2 years at Arizona State, 204 yards. In his third year, he did have 580 yards at Arizona State, but then he transferred to Florida, went 34 receptions, 669 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And then fifth year, 65 receptions, 963 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Look, all this accounts for to me is he's a good wide receiver. He's a solid wide receiver. I'll take him. You know, I think he's a day two wide receiver, like a third rounder.
I don't.
Maybe like a early fourth. I think he's like, you know, a good wide receiver 3 on an NFL team with some upside. But at the end of the day, I can't imagine taking him in the second round at this point with how heavily loaded this class is with wide receiver talent, the quarterback depth. And then once you get into the second round and we actually get landing spots, I think there's going to be a good amount of running backs in there too.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what's going off the board after him, you got Brendan Rice, Jalen McMillan, Jacob Cowing. Jacob Cowing good, dipping into the fourth round. I'd probably rather take a shot on any of those guys over Ricky Pearsall. And, you know, I saw him making some catches like that and some throwing the high ball when he's not in pads or anything like that, making these insane catches. That's great. But
Mike, you mentioned some of the players we have after him in our ADP, but like here are some of the guys that are after him on DLF ADP.
Okay.
Jatavion Sanders, Bucky Irvin, Jalen Polk. That's what I'm talking about. What are these people doing?
I guess when you only update your ADP once every 3 months, it kind of takes a while for things to come around full circle. I'm sorry, nothing against DLF, but look, our ADP is updated daily. So, and we have like an official release every Monday. And then I make Hoff stop updating it so we can do the show.
I think we got some of the best ADP out there, man. To be honest, I really do.
We do.
Shout out to Hoff.
Yeah, you're killing it, man. Thank you. All right, it's time for me to crap on another Twitter darling. And I'm avoiding Keon Coleman. Wish I could curse on this podcast. He's going off to 205. He's wide receiver 9. You know what the best part about him is? The contested catch wide receiver that isn't good at contested catches. Yep. I think he should have came back to play another year at Florida State and play another year with DJU. I'm actually curious to see what DJ Ungulele does this next year. Went out west to Oregon State, had an okay year there, back on the East Coast, back in the ACC. He's at Florida State now. I'm curious. I want to see how it all shakes out. Maybe it's a redemption thing. I think Keon Coleman has some talent, but again, he's raw. I think he might be a one-trick pony. He might be the next Tamarion Terry. Run fast in a straight line. Scary. Ooh, Terry.
Hopefully not that bad.
And in this range, I would rather draft Jalen Wright at the 206. I mean, you're moving one spot. It's not going to take much. Might be like a fourth. You know, maybe a bench guy that you have. Like, hey, would you like this share of Kenneth Gainwell I have?
So
I
can, there you go. Please. I was like, who's he gonna go with? This is always a tough one.
I was trying to pick someone that's on a team that I don't like. So I don't like the player. I like the team that he's on.
So sure you do. I don't know if I believe that.
What?
That you like the team that he's on.
I do. I just love, you know, us Eagles fans love to hate our own team. That's what we do. You know, we all have one collective brain cell and we take turns with it. All right, that's all we got for this pod. Thank you for listening. Again, check out our free Patreon. We always, and even if, especially if you disagree with our rankings, then come in, let's have a conversation about why you think your rankings, why we differ. So let's chat about it. So until next time, for Nate, I'm Mike. Thank you for listening. Thinking about which rookies to target in your fantasy football draft? Look no further than the NFL Mock Draft Database. We are your home for all things NFL mock drafts by sourcing experts and analysts from all over the internet. NFL Mock Draft Database also offers users an ever-changing consensus player rankings to keep you informed on the incoming draft class as you build your dynasty team. Think you have what it takes to be a GM in the NFL? Give our free NFL Mock Draft Simulator a spin, which offers many features such as pick trading, historical draft years, and more. Join us at www.nflmockdraftdatabase.com or follow us on X at @_mockdrafts. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.